Blog Talk Radio.
Creamy Friday.
You are listening to Creamy Fridays with me, Shay Shay, the Sun Goddess. Tune in from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. here on FCWHHA Radio Show.
Everyone, this is Shay Shay, the Sun Goddess, and you are listening to Creamy Fridays. Me and my squad are ready to head to Hooville on the south side on Brownsville Road 2036. That is right, and tonight is Sagittarius night. That's right, this is a Zodiac Party Part 2. The Sagittarius, this is your month, this is your party, you guys getting free. For everyone else, it's $3 at the door. And let me tell you, the $3 that you pay goes to charity. So you can party by paying $3 and it goes to charity. It's benefiting you because you're having a good time, and it's benefiting children and families and making everyone else have a wonderful Christmas. So that's what's going on at Hooville. Creamy Friday Zodiac Party Part 2. It is from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning. So there is no excuse why you can't show up. $3 goes to charity, and it don't end till 2 in the morning. So I ain't trying to hear it. That's bus fare. Try to get more so you can get over here. Only $3 at the door. You can win game prizes. There's contests. We have live music, and it's played by KK Kantikasa, our DJ, of course, for Creamy Fridays. If y'all don't know about her, y'all live under a rock. Type her up on Google. She'll definitely pop up. Facebook, Reverb, SoundCloud. She's everywhere. She's on the move. So this is what's happening right about now. So we have arrived to our destination. How is everybody feeling about Creamy Friday Party? Yay! Yeah, they're a little dry, sorry. We're not going to turn up, though. And it's not just any party, too. I mentioned the Sagittarius Party, but we're also celebrating someone's birthday, and his name is Romance, what's happening? How you feeling?
Man, I'm chilling. I'm cracking, about to pop some popcorn around here. It's like, I'm joking with y'all. What's up, y'all? Yeah, we about to turn up tonight. Hopefully, y'all come through, party with us and chill. I mean, about to just jam all night. All the Sagittarius, get it free. All right, look. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I don't know what's going to go down, but I just know we're going to turn up to the next level. Okay? If you don't believe us, then you will see soon. You know what I mean? So hopefully to see y'all there and just sign up. Hey, Shay, here you go.
All right, so if y'all don't know who Romance is, y'all can find him on Facebook. He hosts his own show, Sunday Night Love, on WHHA Radio Show. And actually, let me tell y'all guys something. If y'all miss any past shows of mine, or y'all just want to listen to it again, y'all can go on whharadioshow.weebly.com and you can listen to past shows of any show, not just mine. But if y'all want to listen back to Happy Tuesdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's on there. Any given Wednesday, same time. That's on there. In My Mood Thursdays, that's on there, same time. And Sunday Night Love, of course, is from 9 to 11. That's on there, too. So if y'all want to listen to that, like I said, go to whjradioshow.weebly.com. All right, so everyone's setting up at Hoover. We're about to get it turned up. We're about to have a good time. KK is setting up the equipment right now. So, that's right. We're about to get it cracking. But before I play music, it's not set up yet. So, I'm just going to say the question of the night. Now, I was trying to debate, since it's a Sagittarius, you know, zodiac and dealing with all that, should I ask another zodiac question? So I'm thinking, you know, I should bring that back. So the question of the night is, which zodiac sign is the freakiest that you experience with, and why? Right. So let me answer that one. The freakiest. Leos. why? Not just because I am one. It's because I am one. And and I just experienced... See, Leos... Let me tell you. If you don't know about Leos, let me tell you right now. Ain't no time for games. We know what we want, and we go for it. We dominate this shit, okay? And I love being dominated. I love dominating, too. But there's times where I just want to be dominated, you know what I'm saying? Take turns. Let me see what you got, type thing. Submissive, that turns me on as hell. I find that very sexy, yeah. But show me some dominance. That, because I love dominance so much, I want you to show me something. Like, I want to see it, and that's just how I am. You know, I'm not saying all Leos are like that, you know, but when I'm repping, what's going on, you know, with me, what's going on with me, that's how I roll. Dominance is the key. Dominance is, Lord. That's my button right there. You push that button, we got it going. See, definitely got it going. I mean, I'm representing my Leos down here. I don't care if it's a Sagittarius. I am still representing my Leos, of course. So, guys, when y'all come down here, make sure y'all represent y'all zodiac sign. And I better not see all Sagittariuses just because they're getting free. I will be mad as hell. Let's not be cheap. It's like, they're all at the goddamn door, okay? We ain't trying to have all that. So I'm going to repeat the question of the night one more time. Which zodiac sign is the freakiest to you that you experienced with, and why? If you want to answer that question of the night, you can call us at number 323-927-2990. You can answer on Twitter at FCWHJ Radio Show, or you can answer my Facebook, Shay Shay the Sun Goddess. I'm actually going to get Archive to answer that question of the night. All right, Archive, I know you heard this one. Since this is Zodiac Night, I decided to repeat the question since I had a lot of feedback on this question. So, which Zodiac sign is the freakiest that you experienced with, and why?
Well, I'm a Scorpio, so the freakiest sign would be the same as me, Scorpio.
Okay, why?
Freaked all about, upside down, turn around, make it a flat jack with cherry on top.
I don't know what's going to be a flat jack, but.
Yeah, we're going, that's the inside one for Scorpios. But, and then second in line, I freak out with Aquarius a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So I go back and forth between Aquarius and Scorpio all day.
All right. Well, thank you, Archive, for answering the question. We are definitely going to turn up for Romance's birthday and all of the Sagittarius' birthdays. All right. So we're going to get someone else to answer the question of the night. D-Nice. You helping out? You can still talk. Alright, so D-Nice, what is the freakiest zodiac sign that you experienced with, and why?
I could have swore this was a question of a night before.
Yeah, repeat it, because it's another zodiac night.
Gemini.
Okay, why? We got new listeners. It's a new day. You gotta, you know, rephrase your answer. I don't remember that.
I remember, because what the heck did I say? She did different things that other zodiac signs didn't. I'm not going to get into detail, but she did different things.
Okay, all right, so she's afraid. There we go. All right, thank you, D-Nice, for sharing that. with us. Hey, Romance, I didn't ask you the question of the night. I know you heard this before because I said it at the last Zodiac party, but I'm going to repeat it again. So what is the freakiest Zodiac sign that you experienced with and why?
See, I go by rainbow colors because each Zodiac sign can fly. See, I ain't going to lie. I had a lot of Zodiac signs, you know what I mean? I don't know. See, all the females that are good-looking Zodiacs, you know what I mean, they could get popped like Skittles, you know what I mean? And they, you could definitely taste that rainbow when you're in it. this is a tough cookie to break here. I've been in the oven too long. I would have to say Aquarius, yes. Because, like, I mean, it comes down to that slip and slide moment. They get wet like waterfalls, and you be like, "Wee!" And like, "Blah blah." It's like a ride when you're in there. I mean, inside you're like, "Wee!" Whoa, but outside you're like, "This is the shit, girl. You know what you're doing." Other than that, I have to give it up to the. Here, shake it.
Oh my gosh, romance. If anybody went, wee, that I think that'll be it. Go home. You're done. Pack your stuff. Got to go. You ain't staying here. That sound crazy. I'm going to ask somebody else the question of the night, and she already knows that I'm going to her. Why don't you want to answer the question? It's only a Zodiac question. So what is the freaky Zodiac sign you've been with, the experience, and why?
Besides Scorpio, myself, I was saying Sagittarius, because they're the next to us. They're just as freaky as a Scorpio.
Okay. All right. True. That's the first one I actually heard. Nobody really said Sagittarius. Everyone was saying Scorpios and Virgos. That's just... All right, well, thank you for answering the question. Hello, guys. I'm fine. I'm Shay Shay, the Sun Goddess. Right now I'm hosting Creamy Fridays. I'm going to ask you a question. All right, so what is the freakiest Zodiac sign that you've been with, experienced, and why?
You don't know?
Oh, okay. Go in, y'all. What's your Zodiac sign?
Okay, what's the question again?
What is the freakiest Zodiac sign that you've been with and experienced, and why?
I have no clue.
You didn't even ask either. You just hopped on it, sir.
You caught me last time. I didn't
have to
go back.
Yeah, I was in a pink shirt last time, too.
Yeah. I'm getting everybody.
It was a while ago.
Yep. Y'all don't have.
You answered better last time.
Y'all just don't ask. Y'all just hop on it. Okay. So what is your Zodiac sign, though?
Zodiac, Gemini.
Okay, so you prefer Geminis. Now, why is that?
I don't know.
What makes you think?
I've always liked them since, I've always liked them since grade school, so.
Okay, all right. So she said it clear. I think you were trying to hide it. She said, hey, y'all freaks. All right, well, what about you? What is the freakiest Zodiac sign that you've been with?
His birthday's in October, so I don't know.
October.
What Zodiac sign is in October? Anybody know? Libra. So your answer is a Libra. Okay, all right. Well, what does he do that makes you stay? Why? What about everybody else? What about the other Zodiac signs?
He rocks my world every time I'm there.
All right. Rock that world. Man. Well, you already heard it. If y'all want to answer that question of the night, you can call to number 323-927-2990. You can listen on Twitter at FCW. Not listen. You can answer on Twitter at FCWJ Radio Show. And you could... answer on my Facebook, Shay Shay, the Sun Goddess. In case y'all forgot where we're at, we are at Whoville on the south side on Brownsville Road, 2036. We are setting up right now. The party does not end until 2 in the morning. That is right, 2 in the morning. $3 at the door. You have to be 21 and up. I forgot to mention that as we were on our way. 21 and up with ID. We do not play. Please bring ID. And they have excellent drinks. Actually, I got a drink named after me over here. Yes, it's called the Goddess. Yes. They named a drink after me, and it's bomb, and it gets me every time. It creeps on me, creeps up on me every single time, and I love it. I love the drink. But anyway, that's where we are right now. The $3 that you pay to get in goes to charity. Make somebody's Christmas, y'all. Make someone's goddamn Christmas. And it make you feel good. You partying, and you donating. Well, I have a good conscience. Like, that will make me sleep good at night. I just party. I got faded. I feel good, and I donated. Say what? All right, so y'all just basically going to hear me talk for a little bit until the music gets set up. This is what happens when we go live at places. Sometimes it takes just a little bit longer for the music to get set up. I mean, what we do, what we got to do, actually, FCWHA Radio Show is about to be 3 years old. We've been doing the damn thing for 3 years. That's right, 3 damn years we've been doing this shit, and we are pretty good at it. Definitely damn good. God, you should have heard us when we first started. Oh, Lord have mercy. If you go way back on WHA Radio Show and you click Happy Tuesday, like the first one, hell. We were so inexperienced. We were cute. But we got this thing down packed. We got it on lock. So that's what's going on. And by the way, guys, tomorrow is the open mic series, the Make You Smile open mic series. If you guys got talent, you want to show it off, you want to sing, you want to dance, you want to do poetry, you want to come just have a good time, you got some jokes, you want, you a comedian, you want to do whatever, you know, perform and all that good stuff, we definitely have open mic tomorrow. And it's not every Saturday, it's every other Saturday. So anytime there's another Creamy Friday party, best believe the following Saturday, on that Saturday, there's a Make You Smile. It's at the same place, Whoville on the south end, Brownsville Road, 2036. And it has the same time from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning, $3 at the door. Still the same case, still donations. And you should have to be 21 and up. You may have talent, but you, if you're young, you can't come in. Sorry, 21 and up. But it's ID. So that's what's going on. If y'all don't know anything about the Make You Smile, y'all can listen to past shows on that too. We actually do the radio show live while people are performing. So if y'all come around 9-ish, no, 10, what you perform will be on air. And everybody who's listening will hear you. That's right. That's some awesome shit right there. That's something that you want to be a part of. So be a part of the movement. Definitely come out tomorrow. If y'all not in Pittsburgh, PA, I'm so sorry to hear that. You know. And by the way, we also do interviews. We do interviews on WHA Radio Show. So, but we mainly do it on Tuesday. So see, what you have to do is you have to go to our website, which is whnradioshow.webs.com. It's a social. So you have to join that first. And, you know, we can promote you there. In there, but you, it's all, look, listen, it's $25 for a whole month. You get that? Like, it's You pay $25 and your song will be played on the radio in Georgia, Florida, California, of course, Pittsburgh. Like, we have stations, and it will be played throughout all those stations for a month, only for $25. But this is not going to last long. This is our special, okay? So, what y'all want to do is, y'all want to hit up our Make Money on Facebook, in case y'all forget the information I'm just giving y'all now. And she will definitely give y'all more info on that. But the music has to be clean. Edit it. Good edit music. All right? So that's what's going on there. I actually asked people to answer the question of the night on my Facebook. So I'm about to get into that right now. All right, so, of course, I asked, what is the freakiest AS sign you've been with and experienced, and why? All right, so James said, I would have to choose a Taurus. Never heard that one yet. But he said, I have to choose a Taurus because she likes the way, she likes the way I ran, and I'm a Taurus as well. All right. I mean, cool it out to you, James. That's the way you want to roll, you know what I mean? That's the way you want to do it. That's the way you want to do it. I say Leos. But, you know, you can have a Taurus. It don't matter. All right, so Sarah said that her freakiest experience with a Zodiac was a Scorpio. She didn't explain why. She just said Scorpios. Oh, and then she put hashtag Scorpios for the win. I mean, I always hear that Scorpios and Virgos are the freakiest ones. All I'm saying is, honey, give it a Leo. Yeah, that definitely changed your point of view. If you had anything to say otherwise about my zodiac sign, I could see you face to face at Louisville. That's what can happen. That is definitely what can happen. All right, so I'm going to check to see if we are able to get to the music. Oh, actually, yes. Yes, we are. Right now what's playing is Blurred Lines, Robin Thicke.
Still, I want Backseat window standing, it's getting deep. Walk all over. the blast. I don't know how long I can last with you moaning crazy. Girl, keep on calling me. I'll take you to ecstasy, and when I'm done, you'll be fast asleep.
Thank you. wanna see me for good. Oh yeah.
Stroke you down, all through the night. I'm sending him a full page. Champion, swing like a stallion with a two big medallion. Good, you're perfect. Show them the action. Bad girl concoction. Cool now, relax man. Them nervous. Skin out and done the place. Spin round and show your face. Open and close your case. Arch up and work it, Mr. Whole on the textile. Girl, wind your waistline. Follow the baseline. Right now, stir it. Round like a bowl of soup. Round like a hula hoop. Round like you're about to cute and do it on purpose. Wind like a yard of man. Grind like you're number one. Jump up and wave your hands. What do you think? You know me, I feel twerk it, 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 twerk it,
never soften. I'm a ball of cream, flossing. But you already knew that. Twerk it in the club like, damn, how you do that? Girl, you got a bag so juicy. Drop it to the flow, give me top like coupe. Shake it to that motherfucking boom bass. Throw it up behind you, I'ma catch it. Bouquet at the bar, sipping on Bombay. She drop dead gorgeous, Bombay. All the girls in the club go psycho. In the air, lake open, mic go.
Wiggle that body, girl, let it go. Wiggle that body, girl, let it go. Wiggle that body, girl, let it go.
Throw that back. Now make it clap, throw that back. Yeah. Now make it clap, throw that back. Yeah, how you make it go like that? Yeah. Now make it clap, throw that back. Now make it clap, throw that back. Yeah. Now make it clap, throw that back. Yeah, how you make it go like that? Yeah. Welcome to high school, smoking by the bungalow. My football got bills, Buffalo. I got class, I ain't even tryna fuck a hoe. But if she got pancakes, sure, where the butter go? Yeah. I'm now rocking with a vixen. Girl, you put the ass in my assistant. I take shots to the head like a marksman. Let that ass drop, then you shake it like Parkinson's. I wanna see you hula hoop it slow-mo. Throw it back, drop it, polo. You got ass, girl, keep it on the low-low. Take it to the crib, let's kick it, dojo.
Wiggle that body, girl, let it go. Wiggle that body, girl, let it go. Wiggle that body, girl, let it go.
Wiggle that body, girl, let it go.
Yeah, now make it clap, throw that back. Now make it clap, throw that back. Yeah, now make it clap, throw that back. Yeah, how you make it go like that? Yeah, now make it clap. Throw that back. Now make it clap. Throw that back. Yeah. Now make it clap. Throw that back. Yeah. How you make it go like that? Yeah. We at the club. It's a party in the valet. Women on toes. Money stretched like ballet. Drop it to the flow. Girl wave it in the air though. Kick it old school. Throw it back. Now make it clap. Throw that back. Now make it clap. Throw that back. Yeah. Now make it clap. Throw that back. Yeah. How you make it go like that? Yeah. Now make it clap. Throw that back. Now make it clap, throw that back, yeah. Now make it clap, throw that back, yeah. How you make it go like that, yeah. Now make it clap, throw that back. Now make it clap, throw that back, yeah. Now make it clap, throw that back, yeah. How you make it go like that, yeah.
Make it clap. You are listening to Creamy Fridays. I'm Shay Shay, the Sun Goddess, in case you don't know what you should. All right, so like I said way earlier in the beginning of the show, we are at Whoville on the south side on Brownsville Road, 2036. This is a Creamy Fridays Zodiac Party Part 2. And this month is all about you Sagittariuses, that's right. So guess what? All of you Sagittariuses, get in free. Everybody else got to pay $3 at the door, so don't be cheap. Still come down and pay that $3, because those $3 go to charity. It's donations. That's right. So you can still get your freak on at Creamy Fridays, and you can donate. You can be a freak and don't feel ashamed because you donated. So you're not sinning. You're not sinning because you're still giving money. So to the freaks, yes, and people who aren't freaks, still come down, have a good time, and donate. Those $2 go to charity. Yes. All right, so like I said, $2 at the door. You have to be 21 and up. Bring ID. It is going down until 2 in the morning. 2 in the goddamn morning. All right, so this is 10. Anybody know what that means? When it's 10 o'clock, we play all the slower, old school, sexy jams. A little bit of news, but still slow and sexual. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So that's what we're doing around 10 o'clock. But before we get into music, let me repeat the question of the night. Question of the night is, what is the most freakiest zodiac sign that you've been with and experienced? And why? To answer that question of the night, by calling to number 323-927-2990. You can answer on Twitter at FCWJ Radio Show, or you can answer my Facebook, Shay Shay the Sun Goddess, so you can message me there. But it's 10, so we're going to get into some sexy music.
Check it out, baby. Make it hot, baby.
I'm feeling kind of horny. Conventional methods of making love kind of bore me. I want to knock your block off, get my rocks off, blow your socks off, make sure your G-spot's off.
I'ma call your big daddy and scream your name. Matter of fact, I can't wait for your candy rain.
So what you saying? I get my swerve on, bring it live, make it last forever. Damn, the kitty cat tie.
Daddy, slow down your flow. Put it on me like a G, baby, nice and slow. I need a roughneck nigga, man, dingo in a sack who ain't afraid to pull my hands, spank me from the back.
No doubt. I'm the player that you're talking about.
But do you really think that you can work it out?
I guarantee you, shorty, it's real. Baby, stick it out. Here comes the man of steel. For the right spot to hit now, get down.
Damn, I love a dick down. You use the rubber.
Damn right.
You are my lover. The bloody good to you, heard the rubber.
Man tight. The only thing left to do was climax. Let's make it last.
Word, we ain't going out like that. All this time you've been telling me that you was a gun.
I tried to warn you, girl, you wouldn't listen. Now let's get it on. Talk a good one, shorty, love you making me sweat. How a live nigga like a girl?
Nice and wet, we get it on till the break of dawn's in your lodge. How a big girl like it, daddy?
Nice and hard, safe sexing it, flexing it, getting that affectionate, chewing it, viewing it, all while we're doing it.
Doing it, and doing it, and doing it now. Doing it, and doing it, and doing it now. Doing it, and doing it, and doing it now.
I represent Queen, she was raised out in Brooklyn. I wanna hit it in the worst way.
Make it high.
Scheming on the ass since the first day.
Damn, I love it when you talk like that. Make it bounce, sugar.
As long as you can bounce me back. More flesh than the Greek fest.
Roll up the set.
Pass the Hennessy.
Put my body to the test. Way, way back. Many niggas ago, I was a young girl listening to higher. So now's my chance to hit you off, daddy. I'm grown from the back, from the side.
Right, I'm in the zone. One of a kind when it's time to do mine. Camcorder in the whole shit.
Press rewind. We puff the L, laying back in the cut while we're under the spell.
Word life, I like the way the F went down. Go to sleep, tomorrow I'll take you back downtown. We'll be
doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
Shaw, Baby Chris, Sean, Rock On.
When I'm whirling this around, ooh, next. TV on blast, turn it down, turn it down. Don't want it to clash when my body's screaming out now. I know you hearing it. You got me moaning now. I got a secret that I wanna show you. Oh, I got a secret, I'ma drop them to the floor. I know teasing, you waited long enough. Go deep, I'ma throw it at you, can't catch it. Don't hold back, you know I like it rough. Oh, I'm feeling you, huh? Know you're liking it, huh? Why you standing over there with your clothes on? Baby, strip down for me, gon' take them off. Don't worry, baby, I'ma meet you halfway, cause I know you wanna see me. Almost there. So baby, don't stop what you're doing, softer than the mother boy, I know you wanna touch. Breathing down my neck, I could tell you wanna. And now you want it like, want you to feel it now. I got a secret that I wanna show you. Ooh. I got a secret, I'ma drop into the floor. No teasing, you waited long enough. Go deep, I'ma throw it at you, can't catch it. Don't hold back, you know I like you rough. Oh, I'm feeling you, huh? Know you're liking it, huh? Why you standing over there with your clothes on? Baby, strip down for me, gon' take them off. Don't worry, baby, I'ma meet you halfway, cause I know you wanna see me. No shirt, no skirt, all I'm in is just me. No jeans, take them off, wanna kiss ya. You a beast, oh, you know that I like that. Come here, baby, I don't wanna see you in a dress. Control, and nothing wrong with that. Say you're liking how I feel and gotta tell me that. Just put your skin, baby, on my skin.
No shirt, no skirt, all your men are just skin. No jeans, take them off, wanna feel ya. You a beast, oh, you know that I like it, baby. Come baby, I don't wanna see you when it's your skin. Oh, oh, your skin.
Dirty.
You like that?
Your lips on mine and your body going wild. I like it when you're doing that mind. Oh girl, tell me what you like. I'ma keep it hot, 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 yeah. With your booty clapping and your body banging on me crazy. I can't stop, I just say this. Hallelujah, somebody, it's Christmas.
I would like to hear the speed when she puts it on me. That's strip, strip, loving. Cause the lips like sugar. The way that she want it, I can't stop this. Dancing with her body's clapping this non-stop till this morning. Yeah, she's moaning. I wish she puts it on me.
Like that.
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 She be bouncing on my pippy like.
Beat it, daddy.
She be bouncing on my pippy like.
Beat it, daddy.
She be bouncing on my pippy like.
Beat it, daddy.
She be bouncing on my pippy like.
Beat it, daddy. Boy,
you are looking so right. I know I'm gonna have you by the end of the night. You're looking at my booty and I know you wanna do me. So say something to me so we can get the deal. Papi, I can't wait to get inside of my beehive. My honey's so warm and make it people cry. I don't play no game. I'ma make you say my name. So what, let's get freaking. The goddess promise pleasure, baby. Can you handle this? Can you work with this? Can you make me wet? Let me make the tongue vibrate.
Wish she puts it on me.
Like that.
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 She be bouncing on my baby like.
Beat it, daddy.
She be bouncing on my baby like.
Beat it, daddy.
She be bouncing on my baby like.
Beat it, daddy.
She be bouncing on my baby like.
Beat it, daddy.
You don't play me. Just get on, girl, you're freaky. The way you put it on me, I know, girl, that you're sexy. I
don't play me, I'm not a toy, baby. I'll make you go crazy. My good girls are amazing, amazing.
When she puts it on me,
like that.
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 She be bouncing on my baby like.
Beat it, daddy.
She be bouncing on my baby like.
Beat it, daddy.
She be bouncing on my baby like.
Beat it, daddy.
She be bouncing on my baby like.
Beat it, daddy.
All over the curve. Say word.
playing with my bitty, we gon' get it, girl. I represent the nappy boy click, so I know that you heard. Say word.
Nappy boy.
Now let me see that booty work, booty work.
Thank you.
any other day, I would say who, but I can't now, cause I want you. See, I'm hooked on how you sex your style, and I wanna talk for a little while. I never really seen your type, but I must admit that I kinda like. So maybe if you have the time, we can talk about you being mine. Would you be my sweet love for?
Ain't gotta rush, I just wanna take it nice. now here we are, driving around town, contemplating where I'm gonna lay it down. Girl, you got me saying, my, I wish that I could pull over and get this thing started right now. I wanna do something freaky to you, babe. I don't think they heard me. I wanna do something freaky to you.
Baby, tell me what you wanna do with me. Got a nigga feeling like show to see. Every time that you roll with me, holding me, trying to keep control of me nice and slowly. You know, never letting go, never messing up the flow. It's how the hook go,
and
come on.
Take you to a place that's right. Nice and quiet. There ain't no one better to interrupt. Ain't got a rush. I just wanna take it nice and slow.
Now, baby, tell me what you wanna do with me.
See, I've been waiting for this for so long. Now tell me, do you wanna get freaky? Cause I'll freak you right, I will. I'll freak you right, I will. I'll freak you like no one has ever made you feel. I'll freak you right, I will. I'll freak you right, I will. I'll freak you freaking like no one has ever made you feel, yeah.
Monogamy or whatever you call it, I'm starting to think ain't for everybody. Most of us is rushing into it anyway, you know what I'm saying? You ain't rushing for love and I ain't up here to judge, so let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. Let's get it.
Is it bad that I never made love? No, I never did. Would it show no heart to fuck up being a bad girl? I'll do it to you. I can't promise that I'll be good to you. Cause I had some issues I won't commit. No, not having it, but at least I can admit that I'll be bad, no, to you. Yeah, I'll be good in bed, but I'll be bad to you.
Get it, bad girls ain't no good, and the good girls ain't no fun, and the hood girls want the smartness, collar girls all want a thug, so it seems that we fiend what we don't need, got a thing for a queen who don't wanna leave, I ain't about to judge you, no judge me, you ain't gotta really sing about your ass sheet, cause I heard you, yeah, in the literal sense I mean that, rough sex singing I love ya, but the kiss of me saying you mean it. I know, I just be calling a meaner. Oh, the irony, got the bomb in D, but the problem is probably a D pass. Still I'm feeling this and I need that. Thinking if I get it, I get it, then need this. I don't need a motion to open your deep sea. I can see the ocean by going between legs. Bag, no, bed, blow, dope, go, forward, couch, now, slow, motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows you be going for the more. Hold up.
Baby, I never made love, no, I never did. Would have shown no heart to fuck up being bad girl. I'll pull the tea. I can't promise that I'll be good to you. Cause I had some issues I won't commit. No, not having it, but at least I can admit that I'll be bad, no, to you. Yeah,
yeah,
I'll be good in bed.
Let
but I'll be bad
her.
To
Look,
you.
She hurt feelings, she break hearts. Stay quiet, she play smart, she take pride. I'm going out, I'm getting hollered at. I'm saying
nah. She's no saint, but she don't post. She don't wear makeup by the bolo. Riding through Lakeshore with the nose up. She don't really date much, but she slows up. She got haters, but we all do. Heard you when it's time cold, shawty far through. Baby, like a say approach, how they caught you. All of mine games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't trying to kiss up, suck up, feed gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth fat. Nope. Hey, big, trust me, I humble your mean ass. Look, shawty is actually in prevent. Cause the one in front of it's working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, gun. Love, nah, card in the morning, cell number wasn't on, got.
Is it baby? I never made love, no, I never did. Would it soon know how to fuck up being bad girl? I put it, I keep promise that I'll be good to you. Cause I had me too. I won't admit it, no, not having it. But at least I can admit that I'll be bad, no. Do you? Yeah, I'll be good in bed, but I'll be bad to you.
Everybody's mind about me, about me. always gonna be a little secret of mine.
Tonight with all of us. I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
What's up, everybody? I'm J-Pad, the Juggernaut.
Okay, all right, J-Pad. What's your name?
What's going on? It's John Basement.
John Basement. So, explain to us what it is exactly that y'all do.
Okay. For those who don't know who I am a producer. I'm an engineer. I'm an artist. I'm a musician. I'm a DJ. I do video. I pretty much do all the things that are associated with our brand of music. You know what I'm saying? So, I do a little bit of everything.
Okay. How about you?
I mean, I don't have all those things for my credit, man. That's J-Paz. That's Sensei right there. Me personally, John Basement, he makes music. He makes great music. He's an artist. That's what we do.
Okay, all right. So how long, Jason, how long have you been producing and almost all the things that you named? How long have you been doing that?
Almost probably 3/4 of my life. I picked up my first instrument in the 4th grade, and as far as producing, probably about 20 years.
What instrument was that, by the way?
Oh, trombone.
Okay. Trombone. All right, so what, you still play the trombone? What made you, like, what inspired you to even proceed in what you did? Like, yeah, you picked up an instrument. Yeah, some people, you know, they make beats for fun, but what made you want to push a little further than that?
I guess it's just the drive and the passion that I've always had for music. You know, like, sometimes you got to have a special something within you to kind of do something that's, like, you know, extraordinary. So it was always in me. I never decided anything else was for me. And eventually I turned it into my dream job, and that's what I'm doing now.
Okay, now, Basement. What inspired you to, you know, proceed into following J-Pad?
Man, all right, so I got to re-ask, I'm going to rephrase this question. Do you mean what inspired me to do music, or what inspires me as far as J-Pad is concerned?
Yeah, what inspired you to do music?
Okay, well, what inspired me to do music is, I mean, I just think growing up in the 80s, listening to hip-hop, like, at its finest, at its freshest, and just being influenced by, you know, like, just the genesis and the generation of hip-hop.
Okay. All right. So, J-Pad, looking at all the things that you did, all the journeys and all the things that you accomplished, you believe that it was worth it?
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't turn any of the clock back, but I won't regret anything that I've done. You live and you learn. You make mistakes. You grow. You get better. You build some character. You build a little bit of fortitude within yourself. And things start to happen. I mean, you know, it's all a confidence factor. And I believe that the more confident that you are when you're going about doing your thing, the better off you're going to be, and doors start opening up. I can't really explain how it happens. It just, you know, when you're consistent in what you do, it happens.
Okay. So how about you, Basement? Do you believe all your stuff was worth it?
It's definitely worth it. A lot of my effort has been me personally putting, you know, my time and my effort into me. So I'm definitely worth it. You know what I'm saying? And J-Pad, just being able to be partnered with somebody like J-Pad, who's out here who's making a living, who can, you know what I mean, claim that he's a music producer on his taxes. You know, like, he do his taxes, and he say he a music producer, and, you know what I mean, he get a tax return, so it's real for him. Like, it's that real, so I'm just trying to push and make it real for myself, you know?
Yeah, I know. I get it. All right, so, J-Pat, explain to us, in case nobody knows, you know, how to find you, which they should, or they live under a rock, but just in case, where can we all find you, your music, and your beats and all that?
Well, if you want to see me in the flesh, you have to come to the Tree Shack. The Tree Shack is my studio. It's down on East Carson Street on the south side on top of Mike and Tony's. If you want to get at me online, I'm on Twitter, at JPadJuggernaut. If you want to catch me on Facebook, you already know how to link me up. Just type in JPad. Basically, just Google my name, and you'll be able to probably about 7 to 8 pages for who's saying, you know, but, you know, just Google my name, and you'll find me.
So what about you, Basement? Can we find your stuff anywhere?
Yeah, you can find me on the web, man. SoundClick, John Basement, SoundCloud, John Basement, you know, Facebook. Get at me on Facebook. You know, there's a lot of music that I post on Facebook. Just John Basement. That's the one and only. Get familiar, please, because you're missing out. Yeah, Google me. Like, I mean, you can. It's whatever, but I'm just saying, like, it's real.
Okay, speaking of your names, J-Pad, the Juggernaut, what made you come up with that name?
What part of the name?
All of it, the whole entire J-Pad, the Juggernaut.
Okay, well, as far as the J-Pad is concerned, back in the 80s, which I'm probably dating myself a little bit, but, you know, yeah, back in the 80s when I was in high school, everybody was into the LL thing with the Terry Cloth Kangols and all that other crazy stuff. But me and my day-to-day manager, LB, who was like a childhood friend of mine, you know, we always used to ride to school together. Well, at that time, we was on EPMD, and that was our thing, you know what I'm saying? So EPMD was synonymously known for wearing the fisherman hats. So the fisherman hat kind of like became my little trademark, you know what I'm saying? So I was wearing a joint, and what I used to do is something clever. I used to flip the front of the hat up. And so I used to walk around school, you know, with the hat on, and Cass was trying to say that I look like Paddington Bear. If you ever seen what Paddington Bear looks like, that's exactly where the pad in my name came from. You know, guys used to know me as, when I first started producing, they know me as Paddington, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I got with cats from around the hood, and it was like, well, that's not cool enough for you. We just going to call you J-Pad. And this was back in Erie. If anybody didn't know, that's where I'm from. I'm from Erie. And so I got my foundation there, and that's where the J-Pad came from as far as Juggernaut, because initially it was the Bear. That was what they used to call me, J-Pad the Bear, because it was short for Paddington Bear. And so I was a bear for a while, and then I guess I could say in the mid-2000s, it was just getting to the point where my skills was good enough to where I was kind of like lightweight taking over things without even really having to try. And so, you know, I looked up a word in the dictionary that kind of like described that type of prowess. And Juggernaut is actually a word in the dictionary. People think I got the name Juggernaut from the X-Men character, which is definitely not true. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think the Juggernaut character is rough, but a Juggernaut is anything that crushes and destroys anything in the pathway or tends to basically stomp everything out, you know what I mean, crush and destroy. So I felt like at that point in time in hip-hop, I was crushing stuff. So, Juggernaut.
Okay, so, Basement. What made you come up with that one?
We're going to make this. I'm going to give you the condensed version. All right, so when I first started rapping, I linked up with a man. His name was Lovey Vincent. Lovey Vincent, you still owe me like $100, like $300 between me and you. Lovey Vincent. I went to his basement. He was a producer. I was in his basement, and he was like, "What's your initials and your name?" I was like, "JM." And he's like, "No, nah, JM's not cool. I have no rap name." You know what I'm saying? I bought his. I was off Century 3. I bought his cassette tape. I was like, "I rap too. You know what's going on?" So, I ended up in his studio. Anyway, JM's my initials. JM. You know, nah, it's not cool. All right, what's your middle initial? JB. He was like, "Oh yeah, that's cool, JB." I was like, okay, well, you know, JB, whatever. I don't got no name. JB will work. Like, so he thought I said B, but I said D. But anyway, it ended up being JB. So now my name's JB, and now I got people asking me that's close to me, like, well, what's the B for? Because you don't got no B in your name. Like, you know, middle initial, last name, initial, no B. So what's the B stand for? You know, so I had, like, went on a little personal journey, you know, found out, you know, within myself about what the B was for, you know what I mean? And it just, I was in the basement, like, Lovey Vincent, you know, we did start off, you know, the keyboard in the basement, you know, with the water heater behind you, you know, and the washer and dryer next over there, you know, next to you, whatever. So I started off in the basement, and that's just some real, you know, old school, you know, Rap City basement, but not for that reason. It's past then, not for the X-Men reason, not for the Rap City basement reason. But for the reason was I was literally in the basement, like, you know what I mean, literally. So it just became John Basement, and, you know, that's, yeah.
Okay. All right. So thank you guys so much for the interview. I have one more question. We only got, like, 3 minutes before the show is up. But what is the freakiest Zodiac sign that you've been with and experienced, and why?
Freakiest Zodiac sign. Ooh, I knew this was coming. It said cream Friday, so I knew this question was coming. Mm-hmm. I would have to say that it was a Cancer.
Cancer, okay, why Cancer?
it was just a wet experience.
Okay, wet experience. What about you?
I think what's funny is Cancer's June 27th, that's a Cancer. I think that's a Cancer.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, Cancer, man. The Cancer is the freakiest that I think that I've been with.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you guys so much for that, especially Lewis. Woo. All right, so, yeah, that's me. What is your sign?
Pisces.
Okay, Pisces, what about you, Basement?
I'm a Sag.
Okay, Sagittarius, it's your night. This is Zodiac Night Part 2, Sagittarius, so expect great things tonight. Like dances, and yeah, his eyes lit up. All right, but we only got like a minute left. I'd like to thank everyone who listened in. We at Whoville. It's not over until 2 in the morning. So you already know what to do. $3 at the door. The money goes to donations, so get down here. All right, but I'm out. Peace.
Running in that pussy like a crash that brand. Bend it over, touch your toe, shake that ass from the shade. Bounce that ass on the floor, bring it back up. Push split on the dick, shout it at that. Bring it back, 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 bring it back. You can act, 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 you can act. She can shake ass, one cheek, two cheek, both cheek, both cheek. I got a white girlfriend, she got no cheek. I got a police bitch on a short leash. Got a good mouth like she got no teeth. She a slut, she a dog, she a bitch with it. Man, she a bitch, she a bitch, man. Hey, my hoes throwing salt, tell the bitch get it. Started playing with a pistol, tell the bitch split it. Like a crash that brand. Bend it over, touch the toe, shake that ass from the chain. Bounce that ass on the floor, bring it back up. Put a split on the dick, shout it at that.